With my wife and children, I stayed in an apartment belonging to a Khaldi family waqf, or religious endowment, in the heart of the cramped, noisy old city. From the roof of this building, there was a view of two of the greatest masterpieces of early Islamic architecture. The shining golden dome of the Rock was just over 300 feet away, on the Haram al-Sharif. Beyond it lay the smaller silver-gray cupola of the Al-Aqsa Mosque, with the Mount of Olives in the background. In other directions, one could see the old city's churches and synagogues. Just down Bab al-Silsila Street was the main building of the Khaldi Library, which was founded in 1899 by my grandfather, Hajj Raghib al-Khaldi, with a bequest from his mother, Khadija al-Khaldi. The library houses more than 1,200 manuscripts, mainly in Arabic, some in Persian and Ottoman Turkish, the oldest dating back to the early 11th century, including some 2,000 19th century Arabic printed books and miscellaneous family papers. The collection is one of the most extensive in all of Palestine that is still in the hands of its original owners. At the time of my stay, the main library structure, which dates from around the 13th century, was undergoing restoration, so the contents were being stored temporarily in large cardboard boxes in a Mamluk-era building connected to our apartment by a narrow stairway. I spent over a year among those boxes, going through dusty, worm-eaten books, documents, and letters belonging to generations of Khalidis, among them my great-great-great-uncle Yusuf Diyaeddin Basha al-Khaldi. Through his papers, I discovered a worldly man with a broad education acquired in Jerusalem, Malta, Istanbul, and Vienna, a man who was deeply interested in comparative religion, especially in Judaism, and who owned a number of books in European languages on this and other subjects. Yusuf Diya was heir to a long line of Jerusalemite Islamic scholars and legal functionaries. His father, Sayyid Muhammad Ali al-Khaldi, had served for some 50 years as deputy qadi and chief of the Jerusalem Sharia Court Secretariat. But at a young age, Yusuf Diya sought a different path for himself. After absorbing the fundamentals of a traditional Islamic education, he left Palestine at the age of 18, without his father's approval, we are told, to spend 2 years at a British Church Mission Society school in Malta. From there, he went to study at the Imperial Medical School in Istanbul, after which he attended the city's Robert College, recently founded by American Protestant missionaries. For 5 years, during the 1860s, Yusuf Diya attended some of the first institutions in the region that provided a modern Western-style education, learning English, French, German, and much else. It was an unusual trajectory for a young man from a family of Muslim religious scholars in the mid-19th century. Having obtained this broad training, Yusuf Diya filled various roles as an Ottoman government official, translator in the foreign ministry, consul in the Russian port of Poti on the Black Sea, governor of districts in Kurdistan, Lebanon, Palestine, and Syria, and mayor of Jerusalem for nearly a decade, with stints teaching at the Royal Imperial University in Vienna. He was also elected as the deputy from Jerusalem to the short-lived Ottoman parliament established in 1876 under the empire's new constitution, earning Sultan Abdulhamid's enmity because he supported parliamentary prerogatives over executive power. In line with family tradition and his Islamic and Western education, al-Khaldi became an accomplished scholar as well. The Khaldi Library contains many books of his in French, German, and English, as well as correspondence with learned figures in Europe and the Middle East. Additionally, old Austrian, French, and British newspapers in the library show that Yusuf Diya regularly read the overseas press. There is evidence that he received these materials via the Austrian post office in Istanbul, which was not subject to the draconian Ottoman laws of censorship. As a result of his wide reading, as well as his time in Vienna and other European countries, and from his encounters with Christian missionaries, Yusuf Diya was fully conscious of the pervasiveness of Western anti-Semitism. He had also gained impressive knowledge of the intellectual origins of Zionism, specifically its nature as a response to Christian Europe's virulent anti-Semitism. He was undoubtedly familiar with Der Judenstaat by the Viennese journalist Theodor Herzl, published in 1896, and was aware of the first two Zionist congresses in Basel, Switzerland in 1897 and 1898. Indeed, it seems clear that Yusuf Diya knew of Herzl from his own time in Vienna. He knew of the debates and the views of the different Zionist leaders and tendencies, including Herzl's explicit call for a